glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Romans chapter 8, verse 28, probably a familiar verse to many of you. And if you've never heard this verse before, there's going to be points of application for you and my special guest today on Monday. We're going to have a testimony Tuesday, but I'll begin reading Romans 8, 28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And that was Romans 8:28. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, August 21st, 2023. And as mentioned, it's going to be a testimony Tuesday on Monday. In fact, we just pulled this together in minutes. Recently at a Businessmen in Christ meeting, this gentleman sat across the table from me. His name is T. Heberlein. And Doug said, will you close our time in prayer? First, he was asking, does anyone want to close the luncheon in prayer? And everyone kind of looked around, and T says, well, I love to pray. And so my ears perked up right away. I thought, oh, I got to get that guy to come in and say the Lord's Prayer. And so it just worked out that he was able to make it to the studios right now. And without really any show prep, or I haven't gotten to know him other than he's becoming a friend because he has a great sense of humor. Did you say you did some stand-up?
Some improv, yep.
And he works for an organization that I'm really intrigued about. In fact, I think it may be a helpful resource for many of our listeners. It's called Golden Bridges, and they're certified senior and specialty move managers. So they do things like project manager, organize, downsize, help you relocate. They provide a bunch of solutions during this time of transition. So we're going to talk a little about that because I think there's a number of listeners that could utilize this service. And he's a great Christian brother in the Lord. So before we learn a little more about Golden Bridges, what would you want our listeners to know about you, T. Heberlein, and then we're going to have you share some of your faith journey.
Okay, well, just about me a little bit is when I started my faith journey. I should go back a little bit. I was raised in the church and then kind of fell away in my teen years, like a lot do. No excuses there, but found the world of drugs, alcohol, things like that, just the world taking me away from things. And I was away from the Lord, had no idea what was going on in my life. End up getting married and just didn't seem right. And I got invited to a Promise Keepers event. Mm. And I heard that whole weekend, Romans 8:28, for God working out for good all things. And I'm like, how does that apply? And I took that to heart. I went home and I thought, I'm going to be the best husband I could be, change my life around, stop drinking. And my wife at the time says, I'm leaving. She goes, how many people leave their husband because he became a better man and found God? She said she guessed she was the only one. And that was devastating. I went on my knees, not because of that loss, because I felt I left God down. And that scripture just kept pounding in my heart and in my mind. And it is so cool the way God works things. The day my divorce was final, I met my wife of today, which is now 25 years this year. On that day, I mean, I wouldn't recommend that you do it that way. I would not recommend divorce on anybody, but there is healing through that. And trusting in God's word and leaning on the scripture and what God's saying to us, I mean, it just turned my world around. And finding my wife now, who's such a wonderful, godly woman, I couldn't ask for a better.
And I'm going to take you through some of that journey because many people can identify with either they grew up in church or they attended church, maybe Christmas and Easter. And so they had a concept, and I think most people recognize there's something behind the universe. There's got to be some kind of God. They don't know that they can really have a relationship with him. Recently on a Testimony Tuesday, somebody talked all about Christianity is all about a relationship. It's not just this religion, this set of rules. It's a relationship with a personal God. So I want you to help us understand how you accessed God through the Lord Jesus Christ, how he became personal. He wasn't just this high and mighty sovereign entity that put everything in order, but he became personal through Jesus.
Yeah, you said it right there. It's the relationship. And just to go back a little bit on that, once I started that journey and started searching for God and Christ in my life that I didn't even realize I was missing, the light came on. I remember particularly I was studying, reading, trying to find my way to Jesus, which I didn't know the way. and someone invited me to a third day concert. I don't know if you, Christian band, been around for a long time, and they were in Hannibal, Missouri. I still remember it today. And he stopped the concert right in the middle, and he started pointing at people. He said, "Jesus doesn't need you, and he doesn't need you, and doesn't need you." And I felt he point right at me. I thought, this is odd to be saying, Jesus doesn't need me. And he goes, but he wants you. Mm-hmm. And right then I knew that Jesus was there for me and wanted me in his kingdom and wanted me to be part of that. And I went back, got baptized, and have been in the Lord ever since. It's not been all rosy. There's been some struggles, but he does not promise it's going to be rosy, but he's going to be with us through it. And I've just found that relationship as a best friend with Jesus. And just to walk that way is just, it's humbling. It's inspiring. It's uplifting. It's just everything you could think it could be.
Yeah, and I think that term relationship, because when you think of God, even when we've been talking about the Lord's Prayer, and you and I, even before this broadcast, I was talking about that word that Jesus used for Father. And Jesus Christ, you know, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, God in the flesh here on earth, when he referred to God as Father, that was radical, because that word for Father was like Daddy. It's an intimate, personal term. And so he knew the perfect relationship that he had with God the Father, like basically saying like Daddy God, Daddy. And so when we can capture the essence that God can be that personal, that close, that caring, that loving, that he can be like our dad, it's pretty radical. But how did you see Jesus as you started reading about him in the scriptures, as you attended the Promise Keepers gathering, as other people spoke about him, Third Day or other groups? Mm-hmm. How did he become, I won't say like a brother, but a mentor, like your Lord, not just on Sundays, but throughout the week? How did it start changing your life?
Well, it just started slowly, and then I just realized how much he was in my life. Even when I wasn't aware of it, he was already there working on me. I don't see anything as a coincidence. I think everything is God ordained. I think he's got it. We can make our own path, but he is there. When we make the wrong step, he's still there. When we make the right step, he's there. He's guiding us in that if we will just let him. And when I started seeing the words come off the page, and they weren't just reading the words anymore, or wasn't just reading the words anymore, it was life. And you could feel it coming out of the scriptures, and I could just personalize that, internalize that, and know that Jesus was talking to me. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times I'll do that with the scripture, is personalize it. And when it says you, I'll say T or me, you know, something that's going to, that, because I know God's talking to me.
You insert your name into there.
And it just makes it that much more personable, that I know he was talking to the first century Christians there, but he's still talking to me today. And I know he would be using my name or talking directly to me if he was speaking to me, you know, audibly.
I'm thinking of that verse in Hebrews, the part where his word is living and active, sharper than a double-edged sword, that living and active. And so I want to focus on that just for a moment, T, is there's probably listeners that are tuned in that are either skeptics or far from God or never entertained the idea you could have a relationship. And they've maybe tried to read the Bible, like they open it up and say, oh, this is just too hard or too foreign, or I don't understand it, or it doesn't make sense. And I think the key, dear listener, if that's you, is when you ask Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, and he allows you through the Holy Spirit to start understanding things, these words do become living and active. It takes on a whole new dimension once you're following him as Jesus being your Lord and Savior. Then you can find points of application when you read. Yeah, there's still some mystery and some things that are hard to understand, but it becomes much more active and understood. And that's what you found as you started saying, Lord Jesus, lead me today, guide me.
Yes, definitely.
And then did you continue with the practice of reading? Is it something that you do many days, most days?
I try to do it most days, at least read. And I challenge this. I work a lot with youth, and or I have over the last 25, 26 years. And was one of the challenges then was always try to read at least one scripture a day. It doesn't have to be a whole chapter. It doesn't have to be a whole page. Just one little verse, and take that with you for the day. And so every morning I start out with my daily devotional with it. It's got a scripture for the day, and I try to meditate on that throughout the day. And it's just surprising how much God shows up and will just reveal that to you that day. You know, it doesn't happen every day, but when it does, wow.
Yeah. And I think a life coach one time said, you know, many will say, well, I can't spend an hour devotional every day, or a half hour, 15 minutes. Can you spend 2 minutes? Can you look at one verse? Can you look at a few words? Like, our Father who art in heaven.
Yeah.
How about just chewing on that today? Father God who's in heaven. He's in the heavenlies, but he didn't stay there. He sent Jesus to be in our world so we could see what he looked like, how he acted. When you get to know Jesus, Jesus claims, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So just think about maybe a word or two. Ask God today to reveal, what does truth mean? What is true wisdom? A concept. Ask him maybe as your devotional time, Lord, I'm going to open up the Bible. Now, someone might just open it up and don't you know, okay, what's this? Oh, I opened up to Isaiah 29. Woe to you. Oh, well. Okay, maybe that's to alert us to
be alert today. You never know.
Yeah, that's right. So, I think reading God's word and praying to God and being with other like-minded believers is the way to find true success and peace and hope. And then we get to carry that hope as we go into all of our worlds today, being able to proclaim that good news message that Jesus saves, that God cares. And I think that's what you said when you realized that God had an interest in you and he has an interest in everyone.
Yes, everyone.
It's not just that you measure up or you go to church on Sunday or you do good things. None of us can make it into heaven on our own deeds. None of us qualify. We all fall short. We're all sinners. And yet that's why Jesus came, to redeem us. And as we place our trust and faith in him and what he did on our behalf, dying for our sins, that's the only way we get in. Yes, it's good to still do the right things, to go to church, to tithe, to do kind deeds to other people, but it's not a matter of what you can do to get into heaven. It's what he did on your behalf, and you can embrace that.
Yeah.
So while we saw eye to eye at that meeting we were at recently, and I just wanted to bring you in because I knew you had a good faith journey testimony, but also have been led by the Lord to be a part of this Golden Bridges. How did he transition you from one career to helping with seniors, with managing their moves and providing solutions to that transitional time for them? How did he lead you to that?
Well, it's a great story. At least it is for me. I was in my last career for well over 4 years in a marketing role as well. But I just felt it was time to leave there. I did a lot of praying about it and just felt it was time and didn't have any idea where I was going. In the meantime, the three ladies, Susan, Suzanne, and Nancy, were praying about bringing someone on to help them build their business. They'd been in business 10 years, and it was time to start growing. And one of them actually mentioned my name, said, "We need him. Come on." And they're like, "No, there's no way. He works for this other company." And had no idea that I had already resigned and was looking. And then they said, after they found out, "Will you come talk with us?" And we did some praying, and it's like, this is God ordained. The way they help people and their heart for people, just not only the senior population, we help anybody, but mainly the seniors. Probably 90% of our business is the senior population, and helping them in that transition period is the blessings that come from that. Sometimes I think we're far more blessed than the people we're helping. So,
and for the listener that's tuned in over a period of time, I've probably recited Colossians 3:23 and 3:27, but one of them is, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men. Did you see this transition as not only a career move, but you could tangibly help people where maybe being an accountant, what was your former career or former work?
It was also in the service industry, but different type of service. It was in a restoration side industry, but just to see in this hands-on personal way that this is helping people. A lot of times when these seniors are needing help, they have nobody else. The family's either moved on or they don't live anywhere close, so these individuals don't have anybody to help them, or maybe their family's already passed as well and they just don't have anybody, and we can come in and sit down with them and become part of their family. And in one instance, we had one client that was well over 6 or 7 years as an ongoing client because we became her family. Mm-hmm. And when I say we, I meant the ladies, the owners became her family and even helped her take her to doctor's appointments and things like that. We don't do that all the time, but it just became part of that. And it was just, how much more can we help this individual? So we try to just do that and so much more. So
talk a little about Golden Bridges, how they can find out more. Is there a website or a phone number for them to call? Because as you did a little plug at the Businessmen in Christ luncheon, I thought, well, this is an organization that provides a service that is needed and seemingly Christian-based, at least through your eyes and maybe some of the staff that you want to help, you want to provide solutions during that transition time. So give us a little more of an overview. What are some of the things that Golden Bridges would do?
Okay, we help organize, downsize, declutter. We help with packing stuff up, getting it ready for a move. then we can coordinate movers, we can coordinate auctioneers. We have that whole network of people that we trust and that we trust coming into your home to help you do that. Because, you know, it's a different time, and most people aren't ready for that time, and they just need somebody that's going to care enough to help them through that and do it the way they want. So we'll come in and sit down with them and ask them, how are you seeing this? How are you wanting us to help you? And then we work backwards from the date they want to be moved and help them line that all out and get it on their timeline and stuff. And then we'll come in a couple of days a week usually to start, because it's overwhelming.
Right.
Somebody's trying to downsize their lifetime of stuff in their home. So we work with them and take that all in consideration and keep their best interest in mind when we're doing that.
And I think you also said you have a lot of contacts with retirement homes or care facilities or just downsizing maybe from that home they've lived in for 50 or 60 years into a smaller living situation. So you come in, you involve the family when you can.
And anybody that wants to be part of that, that wants to be a part of that process, we always invite them in, and we can all put in our input and then see what's the best plan of action for that family. And like you said, we have a whole network of retirement homes, nursing homes, assisted living, independent living. We know all those people and can help them find something if need be, because we know who has openings and things like that. We can help them try to find it. We don't go search for them, but we can give them direction and people we trust that we've worked with before.
Yeah, I like the fact that you do even the common things you do, cleaning or trash removal, even assisting or helping with disconnecting or reconnecting the utilities, finding a realtor, preparing them for their next stage in life, and that you also offer free consultations. So that way you can come in and kind of assess their needs and say, these are some of the recommendations, or these are probably some of the costs you'll need to occur.
Yeah.
So how does that work? If somebody called today, and I'll give the phone number out, it's 888-922-6368. That's 888-922-6368. Also, if you're email savvy or like to find out information through the internet, info@goldenbridges4u.com, info@goldenbridges4u.com.
Okay, the process, like when we come in, like we had talked before, was come in and sit down with the family and any other family members that want to be involved in that process and just see what their needs are. What can we help them with? And then find out the date that they're moving, or they plan on moving, or they've got a move-in date, and then work backwards from that and see how we can coordinate that plan out. And when we come and do a consultation, it's always a free consultation, and they'll know when we leave that day what our price would be. We do what we call project pricing. Mm-hmm. It's one price, covers everything that we do. That includes boxes, tape, packaging, anything that we need. The only thing that would be different, there would be separate if we had garbage collection or an auctioneer, that would be with the family, and they would take care of that. But they'll know that up front, too, on how that would work, and we'll talk through all that with them.
And what does it mean that you're certified senior and specialty move managers?
Well, we as Golden Bridges are members of NASMM, which is NASMM, which is National Association of Senior Move Managers. It's a nationwide organization. We're proud to be a part of that. We're certified, or the ladies are certified in the moving process. And what that also means is we have a nationwide network where we can help coordinate a move across country if need be. We've helped pack up someone here in Springfield and got them to Arizona. So we pack up on this end. We got a business that's like Golden Bridges out there that we trust, and they will unpack them and put them away on that end. And vice versa, when they're moving back to this area, we can do the same. Coordinate that end, and then we unpack on this end and help them be able to move right in.
In case you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, also at wluj.org under the Mark and Friends tab, because you may know a senior or a family that's in this transition process trying to weigh options and need some information, or maybe even somebody to come alongside them and provide a free consultation, because maybe they don't even have a clue on what's all involved, even like disconnecting utilities and all the different things, the complexities that go into a move or downsizing, or where's all the furniture go, or how can it be stored, or I want to move right away, or I have a 6-month plan. So if you missed a portion of the broadcast, it is archived and you can listen to it anytime on the website under the Mark and Friends tab. But we began with Romans 8:28, and I'm going to give you a closing thought on that and for our listeners. But it states, and we know that in all things, I love that it says all things, whatever you're going through today, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. So there's a part of you that needs to be loving or seeking after or following God for those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So give us your closing thoughts on that.
Well, again, back to when we talked about that, I have to include my wife of 25 years has been such a big part and inspirational in her study. She's a Christian writer and author and just memorizes scripture. She actually just memorized the whole book of Philippians and got to recite it at a ladies' conference. It's incredible. And so that inspires me to want to study more and memorize more so I can take that with me. And I've got two wonderful kids, and I think it's all because I listened to that, knowing that God loved me in all things, through all things, and he was with me through all things. So that has just guided me. So I thank him so much for that.
Amen, amen. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. May you follow his leading, the impressions that he might put on your heart, to call up somebody today, to meet with somebody, to say the encouraging word, to do an act of kindness. May you be led by the Spirit's leading today as you go into all your world, proclaiming that good news message that Jesus saves. Well, thank you, T, for sharing. I think Golden Bridges can be used of God in so many of our listeners' lives, and I love how you've networked with so many trusting other businesses or service providers so that people can get that free consultation. So find out more at 888-922-6368. That's 888-922-6368. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and T. Heberlein with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.
May the good Lord bless and keep you, whether near or far away. May you find that long-awaited golden day. May your troubles all be small ones, and your fortune 10 times 10. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May you walk with sunlight shining and a bluebird in every tree. May there be a silver lining back of every cloud you see. Fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows. Never mind what might have been.